So if these are the facts, and they are, a red line should be drawn right here before Iran gets to a point where it is a few months away or a few weeks away from making a nuclear weapon. That was the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu back in 2012, addressing the UN. And 2 years on, Iran not only has not done that, it is in talks with world powers to finally seal its nuclear file. Why would Netanyahu then, as some have said, lied, even though its own security agency had said that Iran is not after the bomb? Is Israel afraid of a deal over Iran's nuclear program? Has Tel Aviv lost all credibility when it comes to not only Iran, but the international community? And what does this mean for Iran's nuclear program?
Back in 2012, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the UN General Assembly with a diagram of a bomb to make the world believe that Iran was only a year away from making a nuclear bomb. During his speech, he demanded that the international community sets a clear red line representing 90% of the way to making a warhead to stop Iran from making a nuclear weapon.
By next spring, at most by next summer, at current enrichment rates, they will have finished the medium enrichment and move on to the final stage. From there, it's only a few months, possibly a few weeks, before they get enough enriched uranium for the first bomb.
Recently leaked documents, however, have revealed that only weeks after the General Assembly meeting in New York, the Israeli spy agency Mossad had in a classified report said that Iran was not taking the required steps to produce nuclear weapons. The revelation has angered many of the Israeli premier's critics, who have accused him of using an international podium to lie to the world. They say Tel Aviv itself is a major threat to all nations, as it's refused to sign up to the Non-Proliferation Treaty while possessing. In 2008, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter revealed that Israel had at least 150 nuclear bombs. Now, as negotiations on a nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 continue, Netanyahu has once again resorted to the same rhetoric. In recent months, he said he would travel anywhere in the world to make people, quote, realize the real nature of Iran's nuclear program. He's also accepted a controversial invitation by U.S. House Speaker John Boehner to speak to the U.S. Congress to prevent a deal with Iran and push for more sanctions against the country.
He does have this control over the majority of people in the Senate and in the House of Representatives because of electoral finance considerations. And that's why I think he's overconfident. He feels that he can get away with this and still sabotage the talks, sabotage any possibility for an agreement by getting Congress to oppose any agreement that might be signed.
The upcoming speech has angered the Obama administration, which has labeled the planned trip a breach of protocol ahead of the upcoming elections in Israel.
Unfortunately, I think that the members of Congress are also going to ignore the recent revelations, too, because they're concerned about getting reelected.
This is not the first time Israel has lied about the nature of Iran's nuclear program. In 1996, Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres said that Iran may obtain nuclear weapons in 4 years. Then a decade later, his successor Ehud Olmert told U.S. media that Tehran is only months away from making nukes. Many analysts say Israel has constantly been trying to portray a hostile picture of the Middle East to continue receiving U.S. military aid and justify its wars.
Let me introduce our guest for this edition of The Debate. Author and political expert Dean Henderson joins us from Memphis. We have former U.S. diplomat George Lambrakis, who joins us from London. Gentlemen, welcome. George Lambrakis leaked cables showing Netanyahu's Iran bomb claim contradicted by Mossad, which is a nice way of saying that the Prime Minister Netanyahu actually lied at the UN back in 2012. What do you think about this revelation?
You're asking me, I think. Is that right?
That's correct. George Lambrakis.
Yeah, yes. I agree that Netanyahu has undoubtedly got his own agenda, which is along the lines of pushing everybody, including the United States, to make sure that Iran is not moving down the line towards a weapon. He therefore exaggerates, and he has exaggerated in the past, how long it would take. We already have had information publicly that his intelligence chiefs have not agreed with him in the past on some of the detail.
Well, what does that say about him, though, that he has said what he has said? What does that say about him when he said back in 2012, so if these are the facts and they are, a red line should be drawn, Iran to get to a point in a matter of a few months away or a few weeks away from making a nuclear weapon?
Well, it's very difficult. Again, I don't want to defend that extreme position. But if you look at this, if you look at the report, the American intelligence agencies also, there was a report which said that at this point, Iran is not actually trying to make a weapon. And that's exactly what this Israeli report, which is much more recent, also says. But what it does say also, just as the American position has been, is that the idea of getting more and more reprocessing possibilities of, as this report also says, pushing forward with a plutonium reactor which can produce weapons grade plutonium very quickly,
okay,
within to make at least one bomb a year, that's in here too. So what these reports are saying is that Iran is moving along the ways to build the option of a weapon, not making a weapon right now.
Well, the problem is, George Lombardi, I'm sorry to jump in, Netanyahu took advantage of that difference. The problem comes about when I have, let's see here, I have three pages of statements made, not only by Israel, but also by the U.S. There were more pages. I just said it's enough. We only have 22 minutes of a program. February 1992 report by the House of Representatives suggesting that Iran would have two or three operational nuclear weapons by February or April of 1992. February 1993, and I could go on with this list. And my question to you, Dean Henderson, is these are serious accusations based on lies, because none of it has happened. So, and we've had nuclear scientists killed, we've had by Israel, we've had Israel just recently assassinate a senior Iranian general. There are plenty of stuff that has gone on that Israel has leveled against Iran that then prove perhaps to be false when you have the personalities not even complying with the agencies that are saying Iran is not after the bomb.
Right. Well, I mean, I think
not
Iran has actually
bomb,
shown incredible restraint, you know, throughout
it.
This.
Go ahead, Dean Henderson.
Yeah, thanks for having me. As I said, I think Iran has shown incredible restraint throughout this this situation. You know, Viktor Ostrovsky, the former Mossad agent, has written a bunch of books about this. One of them's called The Other Side of Deception. The Mossad's own, you know, logo, their own, you know, identity. It says, you know, by means of deception. So they're, you know, Bibi Netanyahu is just another in a series of pathological liars that leads this country, which isn't really a country, called Israel. What it actually is a Rothschild Rockefeller oil colony in the Middle East that's sitting there, designed to basically extract oil from the other parts of the region where nationalist governments, like the government of Iran, have not given over their oil to ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, and so forth. And so Israel's designed to be there to create these wars and these pretexts so that these people can go ahead and try to privatize the Iranian oil sector, like they're trying to do in Syria, just like they've already done in Iraq. And so, you know, Israel is not really a country. It's working for the City of London bankers. They're all about oil rebuilding contracts and a military-industrial complex that has to have war to survive. So Bibi's a front man for that. I applaud Obama. I don't agree with a lot of his policies, but I applaud him for sticking with this this program of negotiations with these other countries and with Iran and ignoring the Israelis. I applaud him for not meeting with Netanyahu in March, and I think John Boehner is a traitor, and anybody who shows up for that speech is a traitor, because it is a violation of protocol. And it's just so un-American, these people, they wave their flags and they're the patriots, but actually they're a bunch of traitors, because this isn't Israel, this is America.
George Lambrakis, what do you think about the timing of this? Because there's a few things that actually get targeted by the way this came out at the time that it did. Namely, Netanyahu's political run for his campaign. Also, the fact that he's going to talk at Congress. And, of course, when it comes to Iran's nuclear file, which many are now saying it's going to give it a boost in terms of confidence building.
You mean Netanyahu wanting to talk to the Congress? That quite clearly is connected with his political future right now. There is no question that he represents that part of the Israeli right wing, which is super afraid of Iran's future development rather than the present, and he is constantly